Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a joy to sit in a chair and talk into a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
Talking into things is, yeah.
It's so good.
It's great. So, you're performing tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Thank you for... whenever I hear first to fourth, it is a terrifying ordeal. But yes, it's tomorrow till Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I'm no good with dates. But yeah, tomorrow through Saturday is the show. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it. Okay. And what can audiences expect? If you want to give us a little teaser, maybe.
It's kind of... So my show this year is a lot of mime, which I know is very uncool, but it's kind of like if an idiot tried to put on a mime show. So it's taking, like, I have a background in kind of mime and clowning, but I also really hate when mime and clown is respected, if that makes sense. Like, the idea of someone being taking themselves very seriously and making sure never to speak or making sure to never break character is so bizarre to me, and I hate that to watch it. So it's kind of breaking the idea of a mime show by, well, frankly, talking a little.
A mime who doesn't take himself very seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's very meta. That's I like that.
Oh, good. Well, you know, it's also easier because I tried not talking in some of the previews and it is a nightmare. It is so hard to be likable when you are just staring at people silently. It's a very, you know, Michael Myers rather than Mike Myers move, if that distinction makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, you've done shows for a few years now. What's your process like for putting a show together?
I usually sit down and try and work out just general ideas, but where the work really gets done is on stage, as small as the stages can come. So I go to a lot of open mics, like there's Cactus Juice up in Newtown, which is a wonderful one, or Everly Comedy, which is less of an open mic, but the guys let me jump up there whenever I want, and just do 5 minutes seeing if what I thought of was funny. And if it's not, abandon it and try and find something new in the moment. You know?
Wow, so you trial the content out
in
your shows just to...
Yeah, absolutely. Like in making this show, I was trying to get up and perform, you know, every close to every night of the week if I could. And then if I couldn't, then just making sure that I had time to spend time alone and work stuff out. Mm. You know, it's a pretty safe bet that if it makes you laugh out loud when you're alone, then it'll work. But sometimes that doesn't work, and so you're just left up on stage. But at 4 to 5 minutes, it's not that long.
It sounds long. I feel like that would be daunting.
I think after the first crushing failure, which everyone kind of encounters early on in their comedy career or lack thereof, things stop hurting so much. You know,
really?
The first cut's always the deepest. So I think you get to the point where you're like, okay, well, that was a failure of the material. I made a mistake, but let's go back and shine it and see if it can actually be good.
Props to you, geez. And so what inspires your content?
Well, in this show, I've kind of taken inspiration from a few classical mime things, which is weird to say, but there's like a few classical mime beats like that I really enjoy. Like there's an old thing of there's a coat hung up and the mime or whatever approaches the coat, puts an arm through it, and then interacts with the arm as if it's another person, and the arm starts interacting back, and it's a very convincing like visual illusion, and I really like interacting with that and breaking that. Other than that, it's just going for long walks basically and letting your mind percolate, you know, trying to leave my phone at home whenever I can, although that then gives you an anxiety that is not germane to actual content generation.
Yeah, I know the feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
So just the everyday, so going for long strolls along the beach, that's a...
Yeah, I think just getting away from stuff. Like, long strolls along the beach sounds a bit more romantic, probably. Yeah, that sounds like I'm really taking myself out to dinner. But I think it's just, like, I have a friend who goes swimming a lot, Sam Campbell, who's a wonderful comedian. He goes swimming a lot and finds that a lot of his ideas come to him from swimming. I find that you just have to make a pointed effort to get out of the house and into a work state, or at least a different state of mind. So I find walking does that, or going to a cafe, having coffee and kind of sitting there with a notebook, although that becomes kind of cringy when you realize how much of a stereotype you are. And also, like, I'm writing down things in my notebook, like, maybe a wall. And that's just mortifying if someone were to say that.
This is profound, I swear.
I promise.
And so, just lastly, I guess, what's it like touring overseas and performing to international audiences?
Oh, I guess the short answer is it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. So I've been lucky enough to, the last few years, go over to the Edinburgh Fringe and do shows not only there, but at the Soho Theatre in London, which are really, really great. Like, they are such a great resource as a comedian because they have this built-in audience who trust their program curation. So when you go there, people are coming, some of them who know you and are fans, and then some of them who are just really excited to see something new that they, you know, to take a chance on something that their friend, a building, has recommended to them. So it's good. And because I don't do much local stuff, I don't have to change my show quite as much as other people did. In Melbourne, I shared a room with UK comedian Ed Knight, a venue, and he, after the first night of his show, I saw him and he looked very frazzled and he was like, I've just, all of my show is UK references.
Yeah, yeah,
40
yeah.
minutes of my show doesn't land over here because people don't know these people. And so I'm fine with that because, you know, there's a certain amount of universality to not speaking.
Yeah, mimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well,
but yeah, it's great. I love it. I love getting on planes, getting off planes, doing stuff, and then getting on another plane.
Fantastic. Well, Tom, that is all we have time for, unfortunately. But
I completely understand.
thank you so much for your time on the show, and best of luck with your with the Comedy Festival.
Yeah, thank you. The show's called Very Very. I hope to see everybody there. What a bad plug. What a bad piece of self-promotion.
Everyone head down if you have an issue with mimes or if you like mimes in general. Or
yeah, it really appeals to both the mime-liking and mime-hating crowds.
Yeah, yeah, universal content. There you go. Something for everyone. Yeah. Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.